I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
I
on
need
Dumois.
More. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're talking about Taylor Swift, Ashley Tisdale and Vanessa Hudgens, Justin Timberlake, a Bachelor Nation cheating scandal, Selena Gomez, Sophia Bush and Ashlyn Harris, Chris Evans, and more. We're discussing all of this with Jennifer Welsh and Angie Pump Sullivan from the hit podcast, I've Had It. Let's get started. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today's guests are two of my favorite ladies on the airwaves. We'll say on the podcast airwaves. We have with us today Jennifer Welsh and Angie Pumps Sullivan from the hit podcast I've Had It. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you. Today. Thank you for being here. You guys are in your like very professional studio. Ferris and I are it took us 20 minutes.
Might or might not be on the floor.
Yeah. Might or might not be on the floor of my bedroom. Took us 20 minutes to set up. Thank you for being so patient. You ladies sat there and watched us struggle for the past 20 minutes. Sorry about that. But let's get right into it. Thank you for being here. I love your podcast. You guys had me on last month. It was so much fun. I love the concept of your podcast. Why don't you tell everyone? I mean, everyone loves you guys. They know what you do. But how would you explain like the concept of your podcast? Would you guys say you're like shit talking or complaining about shit? How would you guys describe it?
I would describe our podcast as a high-end psychotherapy treatment hour that you can spend with two women that have enough hubris to believe that they are psychoanalysts because we've spent so much time with psychotherapists. Right. And we consider it a place like an emotional dump truck where you can come and dump all of your petty grievances in one place and feel camaraderie in shit talking and camaraderie in hate and leave it all there and then go about your day to the general public and be somewhat nice and kind and presentable. We consider it a public service.
What a great explanation. And wait, like no copay.
Yeah,
zero copay.
Zero copay.
Okay. The best part.
Weekly, don't have to make an appointment. I fucking loved that.
That's solid.
I love that. And it's so valid. It's so valid. If you guys haven't listened to this podcast, the way it was just explained is so on the nose.
Yeah,
and I love complaining. Like it's literally one of my favorite.
So your top five hobbies.
It really is. But I feel like I have to mask that side of myself and remain positive on my podcast. So I'm really jealous that you guys just get to
to let it loose.
Yeah, we're anti toxic positivity. We're into just straight talking.
Yeah.
So authentic and beautiful.
Complaining is fun. We're normalizing complaining. And we have found basically, what do we call it? Asshole Island?
Asshole Island.
Yeah. Sometimes we welcome our listeners and say, welcome to Asshole Island. Because sometimes it's just fun to be an asshole. You know, we're saying have camaraderie and the frustrations that come with being an adult. And as we all know, they are plenty.
Yes, that is so true. Sorry, I have to collect myself. I'm like dying because I feel so seen right now. And I actually feel so like, comforted by this conversation.
You both are her people.
Yeah, for real. For real. I think I complained 2 days last week about going to Whole Foods, and they have the nerve to charge $17 a pound for these special jelly beans.
What?
Yeah. And I couldn't stop talking about
That's
it
like
for
2 days. That's like highway robbery. Were they the best jelly beans you've ever sunk your teeth into?
Yeah.
Did you buy any?
I did. I bought $3 worth.
So I now know why they're paying. They're charging $17 a pound because people are buying them. I knew when you said that, and you were just so fervent in your bitching about it. I was like,
oh,
she's a part
God.
Of it. 100%. She is feeding this stray cat. So it will come back again and again. Guess what I'm going to do the second we hang up? I'm going to go to Whole Foods and buy $17 worth of jelly beans.
They're really, really good. But I have to tell you, I came home furious. I Googled these jelly beans. I Googled the ingredients because I was like, what warrants them being $17 a pound? Of course, they were like marketed as all natural, made with fruit juices, but still $17 a pound. And they even have online, you could buy a bag. It was like $113 for I don't know how many pounds, but they had the nerve. Somebody has the nerve to sell a bag of jelly beans for $113 of this brand. Do you believe that?
That's so fucked up.
Now I'm all worked up again.
We won't even get into your Erewhon habits.
Oh, God. Yeah. Thankfully, I don't live in LA.
Yeah. She ships Erewhon.
I do ship Erewhon.
For the jars.
We do ship air.
For the friggin' jars.
Don't expose
sorry,
me
I'm
like
sorry.
That.
Okay.
Okay, let's get in. Anyway, I love you ladies. My whole point is I love you ladies. I feel like I feel comforted. I feel like I'm in a big warm hug right now just having you in our presence. So thank you for being here. Let's get into some celebrities though.
All right. So are you ladies ready to play a little game? It's called I've Had It. Or they'll do. And so the whole premise is I will name a couple, a celebrity couple, and you will either have had it with them, like sick of them, don't want to hear about them anymore, or they'll do, meaning coming back for more, want more information on them going forward, you love them.
They'll do, D-E-U-X.
Yeah, see what we did there?
Yeah, see what we did there. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get started.
The Beckhams. Have you had it or they'll do?
They'll do and do some more and do some more and do some more. Love it. Can't get enough. I will say I'll do them too, because I did read an article not long ago where the husband said he'd never seen the wife eat a full meal in all the time they've been married. And so that I found that interesting. I want more information on that.
Totally. Okay, good. Okay. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Had it or do?
Do love them.
Love.
Me too. Same. Me too. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Do. I love them too. I think they're so cute.
They're adorable. I like them. They're a very likable couple. Weren't they like hanging out with Taylor Swift recently?
Yeah, I think yes. Blake Lively mm-hmm. and Taylor Swift. Do you would know better than I. Aren't they good friends, Blake Lively and Taylor
yes.
Swift?
Yeah, they're like besties.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were hanging with Hugh, right?
Yeah, and Hugh Jackman joined the posse now.
And B Coops.
And Bradley Cooper, yeah. They're all hanging
Jackman's
out lately.
Hot. I would do Hugh.
Ooh,
see, I don't know. I would do Hugh. I think he's hot. I don't at all. I had to leave during the Greatest Showman. I mean, I literally got up and said, I'm running to Walmart. I'll be back and pick y'all up. You're all in one car. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm on suicide watch. I haven't liked him ever since. I like it.
Oh my God. Okay. Next, Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian Barker.
Had it to the max. Mine's more about her than him, though. If I have to hear about how she's so boring, and my daughter like roped me into watching one episode of the Kardashians, and it was the one where she was mad at Kim about she didn't make her wedding special or she was doing branding on her wedding day. And I was like, Kourtney, nobody gives a fuck if it's your wedding day. A. B, the whole reason y'all are a show is because of fucking branding. So sit down and shut the fuck up. So she's my problem. I cannot stand her.
Didn't she recently like do a sign that said like I'm pregnant?
Yes, at the concert, at his concert.
Okay, I've had it with over celebrating breeding. I just gender reveal parties, the announcing of the pregnancies, and you know what? It's just too much. I've had it.
It's her, not him. I don't know anything about him. He seems nice.
Okay, fair enough.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
That's a tough one now. I would have said do before the Danny Masterson thing.
Right.
And now I'm like, it's hard for me.
I'm going to go had it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go had it. They mismanaged that thing.
Bad.
Really badly. And then the apology was not sufficient, in my opinion. And also, you're fucking Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Why are you getting involved in that?
Why are you getting involved? He was already convicted at this point. You knew he was a serial predator.
Yeah. So I'm going to say had it. But I'll tell you what. I saw I'm an interior designer in my non-podcasting life. And their house, which was on the cover of Architectural Digest, loved it, 10 out of 10. But the colluding with a sexual predator, being a sexual predator apologist, that goes on the had it list.
Agree.
I mean, this is post Me Too. Yeah.
Did you see that house is now on the market for $44 million? Someone just sent me.
44?
Yeah, $44 million. Someone just sent me. I don't know how accurate it was, but somebody like, you know, one of those celebrity real estate accounts just posted that the house is on the market, the one you're referring to, for $44
million. Wow. That's a lot of fucking money.
It's a pretty big property, and I think it's like a couple of structures. And I did see the AD article you're referring to. It's gorgeous inside. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay, who's next, Ferris?
Next, we have Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
Oh, I'm a do on them. I love her from Ally McBeal days. I mean, I think the age difference is kind of weird, but they seem really happy. And I love Harrison Ford, so I'm all over that.
I'm going to do. I'm definitely going to do. Okay. I think she was during the Ally McBeal days. I remember, and this has been a long time ago, but I remember something being not likable about her. But then she got with Harrison Ford and I felt like it made me like her more.
Yeah. The Brothers and Sisters era, too, I really liked her on.
She was on Brothers and Sisters?
Yes. She was Kitty.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, Blast from the Past.
I don't even know that show.
Pulling out that show pumps.
What,
Jesus.
What show? When was the show?
I binged it during coronavirus.
Oh, okay. But I think it originally... Did it originally air in the 90s, the late 90s?
Yes, it had to have. Because Sally Field was younger. And the guy from The Americans, Matthew Rhys.
Uh-huh.
It was like his first acting part. So it's been at least 20 years.
Wow. Blast from the Past. Okay.
The next one is Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Do. They seem lovely.
Mm-hmm. Really? I thought you guys would say you've had it. Because I hear that she's a little bit of a monster. And I don't think he's as happy-go-lucky as he portrays.
Well, I'm sure he's not. I mean, he's human. He can't be that happy-go-lucky all the time. I've never heard anything about her. I didn't even really know, other than she's his wife, I don't know anything about her.
Rita Wilson?
Yeah.
I know that she's always been there. I just think Tom Cruise has been in so many... Oh, Tom shit. Hanks. Tom
Hanks. That is something... Don't ordinarily confuse.
Tom Hanks has been in so many great films that I'm sure he's probably kind of a dick outside of that. Yeah. I think, you know, he's such an incredible actor and he plays whatever role he does so beyond well that I can't imagine that a level of complete frustration with the plebs that can't act, much less fans like us.
Right.
And I mean, I kind of support him being a dick.
Is that okay to support? Yeah. I mean, like, he's such an actor. Like, yeah, you're Tom Hanks. Be a dick. I'm fine with that.
You're right. Allowed.
I think he's allowed. But if she's a monster, I mean, I don't really think she's allowed other than being married to him. I don't know that any of us would know who she was. Would we?
I know who she is. Yeah, she's an actress. I would know immediately.
Okay. Yeah. I thought her claim to fame was being married to him.
No, she's been in a bunch of stuff. And he's obviously the more famous of the pair, but I feel like she holds her own. Her resume holds its own as far as being an actress in Hollywood.
Yeah, so yeah. Too. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you guys for playing. Let's get into the topics of the week. Okay. Ferris, what's first?
Topic number one is talking about Taylor Swift and her restaurant habits.
Okay, so Taylor Swift has been seen all over New York City the past month going to very popular and very celeb-centric restaurants, to name a few. The Holiday Bar, Casino, Emilio's Bellotto, Nobu 57, what else?
Waverly,
Four Charles. I mean, she's hitting all the hot spots. And once in a while, we're lucky enough to get a little intel on what happens inside the restaurant. A couple weeks ago, we gave you guys a rundown of what she ordered at Emilio's Bellotto. We even had a copy of the receipt. Blake Lively paid and left a very generous tip. And, you know, they dined on, do you remember what?
Yeah, they had like Caesar salad. They had meatballs. They had
a couple Cosmos.
They had two very expensive bottles of wine.
Yeah.
They had a lot.
So we have some more intel from a restaurant that she went to last week. I don't want to say the exact name of the restaurant because I don't want to get anyone in trouble. But this person gave us some intel and I'll read you guys their message. They say, quote, Taylor was the nicest and had the most fun. Was talking about boys with the Haim sisters. At some point, they all had their significant others arrive. And by the end of the night, I think she got FOMO for not having her man there. She mentioned something about not going to any more games because she's back on work mode preparing for her international tour. He's coming to some part of it, and so are the Haim girls. They haven't met him yet. She tipped very well, and her security was super nice with staff and on top of their game when it came to making sure no one approached her. They all got drunk, and get ready for it, had Cosmos all night long. Her security said it's rare she stays at a restaurant for that long. She was there for 3.5 hours. She said she's for sure coming back. So my biggest takeaway from this is that they got drunk on Cosmos.
Right. That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Exactly. We're big supporters of the Cosmo.
Pro Cosmo girlies.
Yeah. So we're trying to bring them back.
From Sex and the City or before?
From Sex and the City. Yeah. How do you guys feel about bringing back the Cosmo?
See, I don't drink anymore, but when I did, when Sex and the City started, then I thought if it's good enough for Carrie Bradshaw, it's good enough for me.
Same.
And I went full for Cosmo. Yeah.
That was literally, I think, all of our mindsets back then. Like, if it's good enough for Carrie Bradshaw, like, I'm ordering it.
Right.
But then they went away for so long. You didn't hear about them.
No, you ought to bring them back. Stay on it.
I'm trying to bring them back.
The Cosmos are an excellent martini, I think, because I do like a dirty martini. I don't really drink that much anymore, but the Cosmo back in the day, I mean, like when I would go out and drink and smoke a Marlboro Light.
Yeah.
Loved a Cosmo.
Yeah.
So, and I have to say for Taylor, that is exactly what somebody her age, whether you're an international superstar or not, should be doing. You should
absolutely
be going out with your friends, getting hammered, drinking Cosmos all night long. So I say good for her.
I do too. And I love that she's nice. I'm glad that generous tipping happened. I'm glad everybody was nice and gracious. Everything I hear about her makes me really like her. Like, you never hear like, oh, she was a total bitch. She's like, didn't she tip her like semi-drivers on her American tour, like $100,000 a piece?
Yeah, I think that's just what came out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really nice of her.
I mean, that's impressive. So I like her.
Yeah, that definitely means something. That speaks volumes when stars
agree
behave in that way.
I agree. Okay. That's all we have on Taylor this week, but I felt like it was important to
keep the Cosmo campaign alive.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So next up, in yesterday's Q&A on Instagram, a reader inquired, quote, Ashley Tisdale, not in Vanessa Hudgens' bridal party. The two first met actually a year before they start together in High School Musical in a Sears commercial, which is kind of interesting. Vanessa also had a brief reoccurring role on The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody on Disney, and they had their own E! Special, Vanessa and Ashley, Inner Circle, in 2013.
So they go way back.
Yes.
And yes, Pumps was saying Vanessa was in Ashley Tisdale's bridal party. That's correct, right?
Yeah, her 2014 wedding to musician Christopher French.
Okay, so I threw up the question, and in my own words, I said, I don't think they've been friends for some time, because I do think that they've been estranged for a couple years. And in response to that, somebody said, okay, this is kind of confusing. I had to like pull this answer out of them, but you guys tell me what you think this means. Somebody said, I can only say it with 90% security. It had to do with cheating, but I'm not 100% on it, just being honest. And I said to this person, what do you mean? And this person says, a significant other cheated on a person and it upset others. And I said, So this is what I gathered from all of this. Okay, now this is the Austin Butler of it all. And by the way, Austin dated Vanessa. Austin Butler dated Vanessa. And Austin Butler and Ashley Tisdale are very close friends. So I said to this person, so Austin Butler cheated on Vanessa and Ashley sided with him. And this person said, yes, that's what I gleaned. Ashley would probably also hitch her wagon to whomever is more famous.
Yikes. Wait, you really put that puzzle together quickly, Dew.
Because I had known that things between Vanessa and Austin didn't end in the best way. And I know that Ashley and Austin still good friends. Right. So I just figured it had to do with him.
Yeah.
But I mean, ending a friendship over a guy is
lame.
Lame, yeah. What do you ladies think? Say it.
Here's the deal. It's obvious they're not friends anymore. She'd have her in her wedding party. Because typically you return the favor if you're still close.
Right.
So clearly they're not. But there's nothing that can be more obnoxious than if you have a friend cheating on another friend. So I don't know. Do we think Austin Butler cheated?
Yeah.
That's what we're thinking?
That's what I think. Yes. That's what I think. Because that also is the rumor about how Austin and Vanessa's relationship ended, was that he cheated. Well, so maybe there's some truth to this rumor.
Or maybe Vanessa cheated and Ashley's
siding with Austin.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. The only thing that's fishy about that is that Ashley took the side of the cheater.
Right.
Is that what's proposed in the DM?
Yes.
That
yes.
she sided
yes.
with? The guy that cheated on her best friend. So that sounds a little red flaggish to me, the veracity of that claim, because I would think that you would side with your friend that was cheated on.
Yeah, I guess not if you want to, quote unquote, hitch your wagon to the more famous of the two.
To Elvis.
To Elvis, yeah.
Want to hang out with Elvis, you got to take his side.
Exactly. I mean, listen, this is old, old like Disney gossip, but people still want to know. People love it. Like, people still want to know why Hillary Duff and her sister aren't speaking or aren't as close. Like, people want to know about Zac Efron and Vanessa's relationship. It's like, I guess it's the nostalgia of it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get enough. But that's all the information I have for you guys on that. I just wanted to clear that up, because a lot of people ask, like, why aren't they friends anymore? Why aren't they friends anymore? And that's the information that I received. It's not confirmed. Let's move on.
Okay. Justin Timberlake's reaction to The Woman in Me, Britney Spears' new memoir.
Did you ladies happen to read Britney Spears' new memoir?
I have not, but I've read about the Justin Timberlake thing a little bit.
Yeah. So in the memoir, Britney claims that Justin asked her to have an abortion. She was pregnant and she obviously didn't have the baby. And it was, I didn't read the book yet, but this is what I'm gathering. It was due in part to Justin led that train, basically, is what she's claiming. So people, you know, Justin, people fled. Had it up for Justin fled because the internet, you know, was appalled by this. And somebody in the Q&A asked, any truth to the Justin and Jess Beale potential split coming rumors? I guess what people are speculating is that Jessica Beale is so disgusted by everything that's coming out about Justin and Britney's book that she's had it.
Oh,
I didn't even plan that.
Lucky there.
Wow. How old were Britney and Justin during that time? Weren't they young?
Yeah, like 19.
Really young.
She was 19, I think. He was maybe 20.
Here's the thing, and this might be a contrarian opinion, but I don't think it's bad that he suggested.
Me neither.
That she have an abortion.
They were so young. Their lives were changing. I don't think it's completely out of the world of possibilities that they would discuss an abortion.
Make no mistake about it. It is the woman's choice. It is right. The woman's body. But I don't think that if you're in a relationship and the boyfriend says, you know, I think maybe we should have an abortion here, or you should have an abortion, and how young they are with their careers ahead of them, I don't think that this is a super black and white thing that Justin Timberlake is a dick for doing that. And I doubt the veracity of maybe they're getting separated, he and Jessica Beale, but I don't think that that would, because that really wouldn't disgust me if somebody if Josh, my husband, in his early 20s suggested to a girlfriend that she have an abortion when they were in their super early 20s. I think that's kind of normal.
Yeah, I do too.
And maybe we're old and out of touch on this, but I mean, and we're totally pro-choice. I mean, like, you would not believe, but I don't think that is that big of a dick move. Considering that she didn't have the baby either, it sounds like she may have wanted it as well.
Right. I mean, unless he was like, you have to have an abortion, and made a huge thing out of it, but just bringing it up and having the discussion, I don't fault him for that at all.
Well, I believe in the book, she says, quote, he said we weren't ready to have a baby in our lives, that we were way too young. So that's basically, she says this in her book, and that's basically what you just said as well. So
I think that's appropriate.
I do too.
Yeah. I mean, as a mother of two sons, should my children not take my advice where I've said, wrap it before you tap it, you're responsible for where you put your sperm? Should they go rogue and knock up a girlfriend? I would hope that they would say, it's your body, it's your choice, but we are incredibly young. I think we need to weigh all options. I would hope that, and I would hope that the girlfriend would not take that as a dick move, because it's reality.
Right.
Right. And to answer this person's question, no, Jessica Beale is standing by him and not going anywhere, because he is getting a lot of backlash, as I stated. People also want to know, does he plan on responding to this backlash and to responding to what Britney has said about him in her book? And I asked someone, and this person says, quote, he will be breaking his silence eventually. His plan isn't to just ignore it. He will have his say. And that, yes, his recollection of events 20 plus years ago differ quite a bit from Britney's account. But he is currently not prepared to go there. At some point, he will be ready to talk. But how specific he gets into recounting past events remains to be seen. Many people would like to see him stay above it and not get down into the granularity of it all. So it sounds like, according to this person, he will speak
when he's ready.
Yeah, when he's ready about what was said about him in the book.
And that's fair.
If I was Jessica, I'd be like, do not address it. Everybody has relationships in their early 20s. It's nobody's business. And I think that whatever they chose to do during that time in their lives, or what they chose to do, I mean, Britney has a choice, of course, to write about it in her memoir and to discuss it. And it sounds like he wasn't a dick about it, and pointing out the facts that they were young and the timing was off. If I were Justin Timberlake, I would totally not talk about that ever. I mean, he's married, he has kids. It is ancient history.
Well, yeah, it's pretty ancient history.
Yeah, this is the thing. He has new music coming out next year, and I think he's going on a tour. So I'm sure that behind the scenes, you know, his management, etc., mm-hmm. fear that this could possibly tarnish his brand. Right. So maybe he feels like if he gets ahead of it before all of that comes out, to put it to bed. That's my understanding of, it's not my, you know, I'm not a publicist, I'm not in music management, but that's what I assume the thought process is about him addressing it.
Yeah, you know that that's going to be the first question he gets at every stop about his new music. So that's a timing issue for sure.
Exactly. Okay, what is next first?
Okay, a little Bachelor Nation. In yesterday's Q&A on Instagram, a reader submitted a comment that read, Bachelor Nation cheating scandal is coming out. Very unexpected guy with messy girl.
"50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes the competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Okay, first of all, I don't watch The Bachelor. Do you ladies watch The Bachelor?
No.
Or
no.
Bachelorette.
Or Bachelorette.
I don't watch it either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't either, but the audience fucking loves that show. And every time I post about it or talk about it, like, I could literally be saying, like, Jack and Jill went up a hill to catch a pail of water. Like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know the players. I don't know who's who. But I will say, I do have some information about a bachelor couple that everyone's asking about since I posted this question about this cheating scandal. By the way, I don't know who the cheating scandal is about. I asked the person who submitted this question. I'm waiting to hear back from them. There are a lot of guesses of who it could be about. I have no idea. People want to know why Caitlin Bristow and her fiance, Jason, broke up. Again, I don't know any history about these people, but somebody did write in. I don't know how accurate this is, but this person claims that, quote, Sean's baby set her off. She always wanted to get back together with Sean. Okay, by the way, I'm assuming Sean is her ex-boyfriend.
Sean, I'm assuming Sean Booth from when she was on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Season 11.
Okay, so apparently she's never gotten over this person. Sean, this person claims Jason is a saint. They go in a little bit about her, things I can't repeat. But people wanted to know why she broke up with Jason, and this person claims it's because she is not over Sean. I guess Sean had a baby with somebody. Again, like, this is like, I could be talking about, I don't even know, Humpty Dumpty. I have no idea, like, what I'm saying right now, because I don't know anything about these people.
We can slightly weigh in on this, believe it or not. We were on Kate Bristow's podcast. She is lovely.
Darling.
I never watched any episode. I don't know if she was a bachelorette or a contestant on The Bachelor. I have no fucking clue.
Both.
We were just to be on her podcast. She is smart, engaging, very open-minded, really progressive, and not shy to talk about it. So I immediately liked her. And then she was booked to be on I've Had It, and she canceled because she was very upset and processing her breakup, which I appreciated.
I agree.
And we just graciously, and she gave us plenty of notice in advance, but she just didn't want to go through it. And I think she thought we would probably ask her about it. We don't know anything about it to even ask her. We like to, you know, bitch about people. So unless she wanted to bitch about her ex or something, you know, which would probably rise to the occasion naturally. But she is
darling, but I do know that she was torn up about it because she canceled her appearance on our hot chart topping. Wouldn't want to miss it. Podcast I've had.
Yes, I've also been on her podcast and I agree with all the things that you just said about her. She's smart. She's adorable. She's engaging. Yes. She's super nice. So people were asking me when they first announced their breakup. I don't even know if they announced it, but
they did in August.
Okay. So people were asking me why? And I was kind of ignoring them because, you know, of everything you just said about her. Like I didn't have a bad experience with her. So I felt bad gossiping about her. This happens from time to time. And it puts me in a weird position because, you know, I don't want to be a bitch, but I also owe it to the people to give them the answers that they want because that's the whole point of my platform. So even though I'm being vague, like this is as much as I'm willing to share. You know, I'm glad you shared what you knew because it obviously sounds like
it helps to paint the picture.
It helps. Paint the picture. Yes. Because like I said, the message I got was rather scathing. There's a lot of it I had to leave out. But I guess we can surmise that she was upset about the breakup.
Right.
We don't really know why. This person is saying it's because of an ex, but we don't know for sure.
And her statement, I believe, in articles out there, she said they didn't make each other a priority. That's what was made public as far as the announcement.
That's pretty general. I mean, yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Breakups are hard.
They are.
And I'll tell you this about making your significant other a priority. Sometimes the grass isn't greener. Like sometimes my husband is all up, crawled up in my ass and narrates out loud every step I take. Like she's getting a cup of coffee. It looks like she's going to the restroom.
Oh my God.
Wait, are you serious? Come on.
Yes, he drives me fucking bananas. So I would just say,
it's crazy.
Be a priority-ish. Don't demand that you be the top priority. Be careful what you wish for, because then somebody's crawled up your ass and parking there. So all I'm saying is, your listeners are probably younger than we are. As you get older, sometimes you just want a little bit of distance, like peacefully coexisting.
Okay, I like that.
All right, let's talk about Selena Gomez. So a Page Six article was published yesterday stating that Selena is, quote, concerned Taylor Swift is moving too fast with Travis Kelce.
Okay, did you ladies happen to see that article?
I haven't, but I do love the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. I think it's cute.
Right, it's adorable. We're totally pro this couple. Out of nowhere, Page Six posted this article saying that Selena... And I think at the end of the article, people were saying that Haim sisters were also mentioned as being concerned friends that things were moving too fast. And there's a lot of backstory to why this article, I think, was posted when it was. I don't want to get into it. I'll say one word for those of you who know. It has
to do with a
clown emoji.
Oh, God.
It's not even worth getting into. But a lot of people asked me my opinion, if I thought that the article was accurate, if I thought that Selena really did feel this way about Taylor Swift. And no, I don't think that Selena is concerned about Taylor and Travis's relationship. I have actually heard the opposite, that all of Taylor's friends are extremely happy for her and how happy she is with Travis right now. So I don't know who their source is, or, you know, I could speculate why this article was put out, but I think it's total bullshit. One person responded, quote, "I'd anonymously tell you that's an impossible concept from every angle historically. Selena's also been deep in her own," and they use like a boy and girl with a heart emoji, "for a while." So this person is alleging that Selena Gomez is in a relationship, I think. And of course, I asked the person right away, with who? And I haven't heard back, you guys.
Crickets.
Wah, wah. But, you know, everyone has been asking me literally every week about Selena Gomez. Where's Selena Gomez? What is she doing? Who is she dating? And my answer is, I don't know, because I hadn't heard. And this is the first morsel of Selena news, I think, that we've got in a while. So I was excited to tell everyone that this person responded in this way. Now, someone in the Q&A asked, random rumor on Twitter saying Selena Gomez and Michael B. Jordan are dating. Have you heard? No, I haven't heard that. But
that'd be a cute couple.
Oh my God, right? Super cute. What a hot couple. But how ironic or how coincidental would that be if that is who this little, how would you describe that emoji, Ferris? It's like a love emoji,
A love interest.
Yeah, a love interest. So this person says she's also been deep in her own love interest emoji for a while. Dying to know who they're talking about. Dying.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I mean,
though.
She's been out and about. We've seen some pictures.
Yeah, but she's been with girlfriends.
Yeah, mostly.
And she looks happy.
Yeah.
You know what puts a smile on a girl's face?
Chocolate. Wine.
Yeah, chocolate and wine. Exactly, Ferris.
Okay.
All right. Okay, what's next?
So on October 17th, People magazine posted an article that read, Sophia Bush and Ashlyn Harris had first date a few weeks ago as they are both beginning new chapters.
Okay, Ferris, we're about to talk about one of my favorite things. Do you know what it is?
Oh, girl. I know. It starts with a capital D. Yeah.
That's DoorDash. Did you know you can order alcohol on DoorDash?
You can?
Yes. Yes, you can. And I love this about DoorDash, especially if I'm having company like on a Friday night or Thursday night and I'm working all day and I don't have time to run to the store or run to the liquor store. I can just order it on DoorDash.
You can dash it.
I can dash it. Don't have to leave. Can continue working, continue in the newsroom, never have to leave the newsroom, basically.
Wow. So you can just like get that news out there at the same time as making sure your incoming guests are going to have the libations that they want.
Exactly. Which is why I love DoorDash. It makes it so convenient, so seamless, so easy. I've never been let down by a DoorDash delivery. I mean, that's true.
Ain't that the truth?
Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails. We love a mocktail. And more can be delivered straight to your door. So get your drinks in hand without lifting a finger with DoorDash. And use code DOYOU24 to get 25% off up to a $15 value when you spend $35 or more on drinks through DoorDash. For eligible users only, terms apply. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to
leave home. Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/do Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX. This was a huge news story. Are you ladies following anything about this? It caused a lot of uproar.
Yeah.
In the Sophia Bush fandom.
Okay, so Kylie, our producer, explained to us that the other gal that you mentioned, not Sophia Bush, but the other one is an athlete.
Yeah, a woman soccer player.
Okay, and then Sophia Bush, is this like a...
She's an actress. I've seen her.
I know exactly who she is. Is this a adulthood switch to lesbianism?
Yeah, yes. Late in life lesbian.
Okay, see, this is what I'm wanting for pumps. Yes, let's dive into it. I love this shit.
Okay, love it. So, well, TMZ broke the story that she was seeing Ashlyn, but there have been rumors and there have been whispers for weeks that something was going on between them. The fans picked up on it. Sophia Bush has a pretty large fan base. Those One Tree Hillers, was the show that she was on.
Big time.
In the 2000s, love her and stuck with her. She was also on Chicago PD, mm-hmm. I think, also. Yeah,
I did like her on Chicago PD.
Yeah, so, you know, her fans have really been with her from the beginning. So they're very interested in her life. They were very interested in why she divorced her husband of 1 year. And people are speculating that Ashlyn is the reason. I obviously can't confirm that. I don't know for sure. I'm just going by what people told me. Someone gave me a little update regarding this. I'll read you their message. This person says, quote, Sophia Bush has been flirting with Ashlyn for almost a whole year. Allie has the messages. Okay, so Allie is Ashlyn's ex-wife. Ashlyn was married and Sophia was married. They were both married. Allie has the messages. She threw her out the moment she confirmed there was cheating. A few more details. Allie has cut off people who were supporting, hiding Sophia and Ashlyn all this time. Ashlyn is completely broke. She is deep in debt, so apparently Sophia is helping out. They have 4 properties with Allie and Ashlyn, and they will sell them. But one of them is completely unpaid, so all the money will go there. Thank God Allie has her finances separately and has made provisions for her future and retirement. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if Sophia hires Ashlyn in her nonprofit as she did with her husband.
Wow.
Allie and Ashlyn, they're both soccer players, right?
Yes.
And are they married or just a couple? Not that it matters, but...
Married.
Okay, so they're married. And then is Sophia married?
Or she was married, yeah.
Okay, so the allegation is that a slap and tickle starts going on with Sophia and Ashlyn.
Well, they're both married.
And yes. Then Allie's heartbroken, which that's horrible for her. I mean, that heartache in that is awful. And then what about Sophia's husband?
So when Sophia first announced her divorce, or however it was announced, I don't know if it was in People magazine first, people were shocked because a couple weeks prior to the announcement, there was this long post on Instagram, I believe her Instagram or his Instagram or both, for their anniversary, saying how much, you know, how in love they are. I think this is one of the things I said on your podcast that I've had it with, is these celebrity public declarations of love, because it always comes back to bite them in the ass. So people were so confused, like, wait, they just had this loving and glowing post about their relationship and now they're broken up. So it did seem sudden, is my point. Sophia's divorce to Grant Hughes is
and here's
is
just here's an aside, dude. I think we talked about this with you, and then we talked about it with the drag queen Bianca Del Rio on our podcast. And here's just a grievance that we have that I know your listeners will share. You invite us to the engagement via social media, the showers, the wedding, the honeymoon, the anniversary announcements. We're in. We're vested in this thing. We've double tapped. We've shared with friends. We're all chips in. And then the divorce or the breakup rolls around and we're completely cut off. Yep. It's unfair. It is selfish because it's like either you're private or you're not. And we want to know, like, we want to know about the hard times just as much as we did the honeymoon that you took. And I don't think it's fair to all of us to not know what's going on.
Right. Like sharing the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Right. You said it so beautifully. We need to like plaster that somewhere.
PSA.
Like, yeah. PSA. I mean, you said it so beautifully. Right. So, I mean, people are very much interested in this situation. So I was just sharing a little update I received in the DMs. But I think that everyone can pretty much paint the picture. What happened? You broke it down when you were trying to understand the story. I think that's pretty accurate assessment.
I just have to know, speaking of late in life lesbianism, and I'm sure y'all have covered this extensively, but is the Kyle Richards thing with that country gal, the country western singer gal, is that a thing?
We haven't really spoken on that because Kyle hasn't. Well, Kyle has spoken on it and she said they're just friends. So I guess we have to believe that. Do you know what I mean? Like Sophia and Ashlyn is a little bit different because, you know, we consider People Magazine like our Bible, right? So if it's in People Magazine, you know that
the law of the land.
Yeah. You know that the publicists have blessed whatever statement is in that article. So if I see in People Magazine that Sophia Bush and Ashlyn went on a first date, that means that Sophia Bush's publicist probably gave the green light to have that posted, which means that's her way of sort of saying, hey, I'm a late in life lesbian. Now I'm with this woman. Kyle Richards is denying anything going on between her and Morgan.
Okay.
So we just kind of gotcha. Have to, you know, go along with that. If I mean, that might be the case. Of course, I've heard the rumors, you know, of course, everyone has. I heard the rumors before. You know, any of this.
They were rumors.
Yeah. Before they were rumors, people were talking about it. But I just don't feel comfortable speaking on it until the celebrity has spoken on it.
Yeah.
Here's what I love about you, Dew. It is like, listen up, Buttercup. We will shit talk. We will go there. We will drag out a dead horse and beat it. But by God, we have standards. It has got to be endorsed by People Magazine or get the fuck out. And I love that. And I understand that intellectually, psychologically, and emotionally. And I appreciate it. And I support you.
She needed that today.
I did need that today. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think we're going to see the story play out.
Yeah. So maybe she's staying quiet for the show.
Until the episode.
You know, that's a professional right there for you. That's a reality show professional.
Which she is.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which she is.
OG.
I do want to say, I think Kyle Richards is so gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I think she looks pretty. Phenomenal. But I haven't watched that show in many, many years. And I only watched because there was that one gal that was from Oklahoma who I'd met when she lived in Oklahoma.
Oh, that Taylor Armstrong.
Taylor. Yeah. So I watched that season because I remember her when she lived in Oklahoma because she dated a guy that I knew. So I had to watch all that play out. But anyway, I was just wondering if y'all knew anything about that because the late in life lesbianism is a passive hobby of mine to study.
So is pumps like where are you with that? Like, are you considering it? Are you?
No, I'm not. I wish I could. I would love it. I would love it because I have far better taste in women than men, but it's just, I can't.
Basically, I gaslight her.
She tries to make me think so.
I'm going
to
be a lesbian. Here's the deal. I'm just going to tell your listeners and then your listeners can take with this what they want. Pumps has had one erotic dream in her entire life. Okay. Only one singular erotic dream. The dream went to climax and the participants in the dream were pumps and two female biological twin college basketball players.
That's true.
Okay. She watched.
I was on Ambien.
I don't care. On Ambien or not. It's still the singular dream. Plus she watches a lot of softball. Y'all can take with that what you want. And then we'll just leave that there.
Okay.
I don't know if there's that for Kyle Richards right now, because I think that's pretty damning information, but you know, y'all can decide.
Oh, okay.
Deep down the Ambien hole.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
Never know what you're going to find down there.
All right. What is our, What is our last topic?
I feel like we need to end on that, but we still have to talk about Chris Evans' Portugal wedding.
Okay, so this came up in the Q&A. Chris Evans, for those of you who missed it, is now a married man. He married actress Alba Baptista. Somebody in the Q&A says, still shook that Chris Evans' dad didn't go to his wedding. Does he not approve? Okay, so Chris Evans had two weddings. He had one wedding in Massachusetts at his house and one wedding in Portugal because his new bride is from Portugal. So they had the wedding in Massachusetts first. His dad did not attend that wedding. Then they had the wedding in Portugal, and I just found out after I posted this that his dad did attend that. This person says, I have it on good authority that Chris's dad was at the Portugal wedding. He seems fine with the whole relationship. The dad has an interesting history with marriages himself, so I don't think he'd be one to judge. So I just want to clarify, because I think that the Chris Evans fans took the fact that the dad wasn't at the Massachusetts wedding and kind of ran with it, assuming that the dad didn't approve of the marriage, because I had previously stated that I heard family members were not happy about this pairing, but it wasn't the dad. I think it was more
like
the mom and sisters.
Dad just wanted a vacation to Portugal.
No, I think the dad, for whatever reason, didn't go to the Massachusetts one, is what I'm saying. And it wasn't because of Alba. Mm-hmm. I heard that him and Chris have a kind of complicated relationship, which is totally normal. Mm-hmm. Parents and, you know, their children have very complicated relationships. But for whatever reason, this person is claiming he was at the wedding in Portugal. Nothing to do with Alba is what I'm saying.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. So that is all I have to say about that. You know, Chris and Alba, this union gets a lot of shit from his fans. They're not happy about it. To which I say,
why not?
Live and let live.
Yeah. Let them live their life. Because of the age difference and other reasons too, they have a lot of claims against her. They analyze her social media activity and, you know, they think she's all sorts of, they think she's all sorts of things that end in IST. So they don't like her. So I think, like, I just wanted to clarify because I didn't want to shit on this poor girl more than she probably gets shit on, you know, by his fans. They both had to deactivate their Instagrams at one point. And
oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, the fans, you know, I think that they take it too far with some of these celebrities.
Super protective of.
Yeah. So I think that it's not, you know, let them be happy. They're newlyweds.
Isn't that the narcissism of fandom in general, that people, these celebrities are supposed to do something for our enjoyment? Or if you're a sports fan, that these, you know, 18 to 21 year olds in college football or college basketball, for example, are supposed to win for your enjoyment.
Right.
So I think that the narcissism goes both ways, both perhaps the stars, you know, the being wanting to be famous kind of sets the psychological soil for a narcissist to fall into it. But also I think, I mean, we see people, not that we have fans per se, but listeners that will be like, would you guys please leave politics out of your podcast? I like it better when you're just funny. And it's like, okay, Becky, we'll change the entire name of our podcast from I've Had It to Doing It for Becky.
This one's for you, Becky.
Yeah, making Becky happy with Jen and Pat. Join us. You know, so I think that sometimes, like all of us, myself included, everybody has to be reminded that, like, people aren't doing this just for our enjoyment. We're the fucked up ones that sit, you know, and want to watch it all play out. Like, I want to know why, what's going on with that lesbian couple and Sophia Bush. And that really, it's none of my business, but like, I demand to know if you invited me to your wedding via social media. I want to know why the fuck you're getting divorced and who's fucking who right now. And really, it's not my business, but it sure is fun.
It is fun.
I love the way you guys respond to the trolls on social media, by the way. Do you have a segment? I've seen a couple TikToks where your producer will or you guys will read a comment, like a mean comment that someone leaves for you, and they respond to it. And it's really, really, really funny. You guys need to follow them on TikTok and on Instagram. Is it the same? What's the handle?
I've had it podcast.
I've had a podcast. Is it both the same for Instagram and TikTok?
Yes. And Twitter.
And Twitter. Okay. I love your TikTok clips. I LOL. Sometimes I watch the same clip multiple times. It's really, really, really great entertainment. Besides the fact you guys need to listen to their podcast if you're not already, definitely follow them on social media. I love the clips. It again, you guys are like, I don't know.
Free funny therapy.
Yeah, free funny therapy, a warm hug. You make me feel better about myself in some weird, weird, twisted way.
Well, you know what it is? It's like it's the empathy factor. It's the connection, right?
Yeah. Okay. And do you guys, anything else coming up? Are you guys going on tour?
Yes, we're on tour. It's called the Hot Shit Tour. And you can click our link in bio. We add new cities all the time. But next month, we're going to the Pacific Northwest. After that, Texas. And then soon we'll be announcing some stops in California. And people that live in California need to cool their tits. You have mountains, you have an ocean, you have all these beautiful people. And they're like, when are you coming to California?
What about New York? Will you be headed east?
We already did. We did a live show in New York and Brooklyn.
Oh, I missed it. Damn.
I know. Y'all missed it. I know. Well, I know, but you know what? We'll be New York is our favorite.
Oh,
we love
good.
It.
I love to hear that. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a lot of laughs.
Yes,
I needed
thank you
it.
Both.
I needed it today.
You did.
I did. And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.